Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the fastest half hour on radio here at Good Fight Radio Show, where we learn to discern the difference between good and evil, light and darkness, and God's will for our lives. Last week, we kicked off a series on dealing with the culture of death that threatens the believers, threatens our very spiritual lives here on planet Earth. But thank God we have the Lord Jesus Christ to wade us through all of this, and we can shine the light on the darkness and rescue others from darkness. We dealt with Beyonce's Super Bowl show and how many people in the world even were outraged at the promiscuity, the sexual perversion, some saying all she was missing was the pole as a pole dancer, and it was supposed to be family entertainment. They had to turn off their televisions and what have you. And we went into that, and I went into scriptures as to how to combat that, and so we could fight temptation, so we could help our children, if you have children, fight this culture of death and the sexual promiscuity and the STDs that they lead to, and actual physical death in many cases. But I mentioned how we're going to go further and actually explore what Beyonce was doing in regard to the occult. I started off that program by mentioning that the Twitter universe lit up during the Super Bowl halftime show with people concerned that she was flashing an occult sign, the eye in the triangle, or the eye of Horus, or the sign of the Illuminati. And it was interesting because Yahoo and Huffington Post and other mainstream outlets actually went to the extent of saying, hey, no, what she was really doing was, you know, flashing Jay-Z's rock symbol. Jay-Z is her husband. He's the most successful rapper right now, not just because of his music, but when you combine his music with Rockaware clothing line and everything else, he's making more than anybody in the rap world. But it's interesting, they said, hey, she's just, you know, flashing the rock symbol, which actually goes with Rock Nation. Rockefeller Records has a different symbol. But it's interesting because what I want to do is look and say, hey, is there something else going on there? The Bible does mention that there will be an occult revival in the end times. The scriptures tell us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, that the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And many other passages, like 2 Timothy 3, warn about how the truth will be opposed as it was in Moses' days by Jannes and Jambres, the magicians. The scriptures warn how pharmakeia, sorcery, will be rampant in the end times in the book of Revelation. So we have many, many passages like that. And of course, we're seeing this happen before our very eyes, as in Western culture, we're being bombarded by Eastern mysticism, being bombarded by different Western occult traditions as well. Witchcraft, I mean, witchcraft is just taking off, all these movies and television shows promoting different forms of witchcraft, more and more kids getting the witchcraft into a post-Christian era. Now, I think it's important that we recognize that this isn't just happening in a vacuum. It's not just, you know, taking place by accident. There are actual influences that are influencing our youth in this direction. And no doubt, Beyonce was not only, doesn't only play a huge role in influencing people along with various other artists in not only rap, but in hip hop and the pop world, but it extends itself all the way into, not, you know, beyond rock music, into even country music and stuff. You got to be on your guard as a one who loves Christ, as your children. You know, we have to make sure we're able to discern the difference between good and evil. Now, it's interesting because when you really look at it, that was kind of a simplistic view that, hey, she was just flashing the rock, you know, the symbol for Jay-Z's music company. Because when you look a little bit deeper, which I have looked at this in some depth through the years, we have a very, very powerful video called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, which shows the occult history of popular music. We're going way back into the 1900s, actually, early 1900s, on into, you know, passed into the 21st century. We're in the process of updating it right now with the kind of material I'm talking about this evening. In fact, it's a very simplistic and superficial statement, stayed out of either ignorance or actually to mislead, to say, hey, you know, this is nothing to do with the occult. It's just, you know, the rock symbol and what have you. If you look deeper, you'll see that Jay-Z, he has a clothing line called Rockaware. In his clothing line, Rockaware, he promotes occult symbols throughout many of his hoodies. You know, could be a beanie, could be a shirt. He'll have the eye in the triangle. You see the eye of Horus in the triangle, the eye of Horus by itself. These are blatant occult symbols having, Egyptian references, mystery religion references, Masonic references and what have you. Now, I think it's interesting when you consider this because he not only promotes that, but as you'll see, as we talk about in this program, Jay-Z himself and Beyonce promote this in their own attire as well and in their music. Now, it's interesting because when you think of the symbology, the occult symbology in the Rockaware Empire, all kinds of young people are going around. I mean, because his hip-hop, you know, attire, Rockaware, is the main attire that a lot of rappers wear. A lot of them are unaware of a lot of the occult symbolism. Some are aware, unfortunately. But it's interesting because the symbol that he throws up and that Beyonce throws up is the triangle symbol, and it can symbolize the rock. The triangle could symbolize more of a diamond, but also and the clothing, as I mentioned, it also symbolizes, that's it, you know, the eye in the triangle. So there's actually definitely a lot more going on now, and Beyonce would obviously be aware it's layered because that's what he's actually promoting in his clothing line. What's interesting to me as well is before he was even born, you know, there's Crowleyan satanic societies that use the same eye in the triangle. I have, you know, picture of a Crowleyan occult society where one of, you know, the leaders initiating the beginning of a ceremony, and he's holding up the, you know, the triangle above his head. And I also have footage, and we show this in a clip. If you go, mark it down, or just remember goodfightradio.org, and you'll see a clip of Anton LaVey, the Satanist, the head of the Church of Satan. He's died recently. He also wrote the Satanic Bible. We show Anton LaVey with this triangle, you know, his two hands put together, making a triangle above his head, just like Jay-Z and Beyonce and so many others. Now, of course, there wouldn't be much of a connection. I mean, it could be, you know, a coincidence, but the problem is, the Satanist Aleister Crowley, who's, you know, the most highly regarded Satanist of, you know, the last century and a half, Aleister Crowley, his maxim was do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Do what thou wilt as opposed to doing the will of God. Now, it's interesting. We also show in our video clip, when you go to goodfightradio.org, you'll see not only his maxim, but you'll see Jay-Z with do what thou wilt in one of his shirts. So there's absolute connections with the occult in many of these top artists today. In fact, Crowley taught that it was, you know, through his music and contacting the demonic world that one could become very, very adept in musical artistry and what have you. And many, many of the top musicians are involved in witchcraft and sorcery and dealing with the demonic world for fame and fortune. Now, it's interesting as well because we also show Crowley with, you know, his wizard's, you know, outfit on and his wizard's hat with the eye in the triangle and the sunburst Horus. Horus, by the way, the eye of Horus for Crowley was the crowned and conquering child, the movement of the Antichrist in the end times who would destroy Christianity and what have you. But it's interesting, Crowley would sign his name, the Beast 666. He also promoted the sacrifice of innocent children. We document all of this in our video, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. What's interesting, when we show that picture of Crowley with the, you know, the eye in the triangle and the sunburst on his hat, next to him, he's holding this book on magic with this big circle with a pentagram in it. And incidentally, you know, Crowley talks about, you know, using this type of symbolism to contact these demonic forces. And even warns that it's dangerous to contact these types of demonic forces. But it's interesting because back to the Super Bowl with Beyonce, it wasn't just her flashing the rock symbol or the triangle symbol, the Eye of Horus and what have you. But it's interesting because Beyonce, when she first starts her concert, I mean, she's been the hottest thing out in the last so many months and here in 2013, because Beyonce, you may know, you know, she's the one who, you know, was involved in the scandal of lip syncing at the, you know, President Obama's inauguration and what have you. Then right after that, she's doing the halftime show, and she had people spellbound. But there's a lot more going on right there. Because it's interesting, as she starts her concert, we show that she, you know, she starts marching, and then she goes into a circle. She lays down into this circle of light, and there it is. In the circle light, a small upside-down pentagram appears. It's interesting because this upside-down pentagram in a circle, especially in witchcraft, is a symbol of contacting the demonic realm. Upside-down pentagram often representing Satan himself. And these symbols have been used for years to contact the demonic world. Now, it's interesting because Jay-Z, Beyonce's husband, he knows what it means to be possessed by spirits. He admits, claiming that he's a modern-day Frank Sinatra and that he gets possessed by spirits. In fact, listen to his own words right here.
I feel like, you know, Sinatra. You know, in my time, you know, modern-day Sinatra. So, you know, I'm trying to live up to that, you know. I get possessed by the spirits.
Now, one of the things we also show in our clip, and you can find that easily by going to goodfightradio.org, is and just clicking the clip on Beyonce in the Super Bowl appearance with Sasha Fierce. And what you'll see is you'll see that Beyonce herself has used the pentagram, the upside down pentagram with the goat's head in it, which in the occult is called the Baphomet. It's a goat with wings, goat head with wings, a human body. It's in Satanism, it's often been used as a depiction of Satan himself. And she uses a full-blown upside-down pentagram with a Baphomet morphed into some kind of, you know, motorcycle vehicle as though she's some kind of, you know, vehicle for the Baphomet. We also show her with a huge Baphomet ring, a big old goat-headed ring. Now, I know a lot of guys are getting things, or recently have gotten a lot of things for their girlfriends or their wives or what have you for Valentine's Day. I don't think anybody got that for their girlfriend or wife, unless their wife happens to be a Satanist of some sort, I would imagine. Now, what I'm saying is this is not normal attire, but Beyonce has been laden in this kind of attire, as well as Jay-Z. Now, incredibly, we also show that during her Super Bowl appearance, you'll have her dancers with upside-down pentagrams worked into their apparel. Which there's actually a parallel out there that has to do with the pentagram harness, it's so-called. It's upside-down pentagram. Looks like her designer used some of that, or that idea at least. And it's interesting as well, we show that she actually has in her own apparel the head of the goat, the Baphomet, worked into Beyonce herself, worked into her apparel. I know it sounds crazy, but in a moment when she gets into that circle and they got that upside-down pentagram and she's getting up and everything, and we're talking about, you know, her contacting spirits possibly, well, guess what, folks? She admits that in the past that she's possessed by a spirit named Sasha Fierce that possesses her during concerts. It changes the way she sings and everything else, i.e., you know, the word fierce. She looked very angry during that concert at times. Kind of interesting. Well, right after the break, it's only a 30-second break, we're going to listen to a clip or two of Beyonce talking about this spirit possession.
You're listening to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
All right, folks, we're looking this evening at Beyonce and the occult influences in her and Jay-Z, her husband's life, and how she brought some of these influences to the world stage of the biggest stage on the planet, the Super Bowl halftime show. And the week before, we dealt with sexual promiscuity and her stage show. This week, we're dealing with protecting ourselves, our hearts, our children, if you have children, from occult influences, which were heavy laden, which were replete within her halftime show. In fact, it's interesting, Beyonce, when she's talking about one of her videos, she said, quote, "I want the whole video to feel possessed," quote, end quote. In fact, she may have gotten more than she bargained for, because Rolling Stone stated in one article on Beyonce, quote, and this was a cover story, quote, "A woman possessed, Beyonce, is gripped by a spirit so powerful, it even has a name, Sasha." Now, it's interesting because Beyonce said in an extra interview, quote, "I think Sasha Fierce is a part of me. That's why the name of the album was I Am Sasha Fierce. She lives within me," she goes on to say a little bit later. Now, Beyonce has gone so far as to admit that this was an actual entity that possessed her body, that it entered into her body and enhanced her vocal ability, her ability to sing, and energized her. Listen to this clip of Beyonce talking about Sasha Fierce possessing her.
"And when people see me, sometimes I think that when they meet me and they speak with me, they're expecting Sasha. And I'm really kind of shy, and not really shy, but more reserved, and nothing like Sasha. But I guess I wouldn't be very entertaining on the stage. So Sasha comes out and she's fearless. You know, she can do things that I cannot do when I'm in rehearsal. I mean, I can try, but then it just doesn't happen. I can sing notes and sing strong and do all these things that when I'm just by myself, I can't do. And I remember right before I performed, I raised my hands up, and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me, and I knew that was going to be my coming out night for the BET Awards.
Now, folks, that's from Beyoncé's lips. Beyoncé appears to be possessed by an evil or perverted spirit of harlotry. Apparently, Sasha Fierce leads her into this perverse and raunchy sexual behavior that she actually gets offended by or doesn't really recognize at times. In fact, Beyoncé has admitted, and I quote, "When I see a video of myself on stage or TV, I'm like, who is that girl? That's not me. I wouldn't dare do that." And she goes on to say, "I wouldn't like Sasha if I met her off stage." Now, it's interesting because this entity is more than her alter ego, because she blacks out sometimes when she's on stage. She becomes unconscious of what her body's actually doing as this evil spirit takes control of her. She says, quote, "I have out-of-body experiences. If I cut my leg, if I fall, I don't even feel it. I'm so fearless. I'm not aware of my face or my body." She also says, quote, "It's like a blackout." Kind of interesting, the whole Super Bowl blacked out after a performance. She goes, "It's like a blackout. When I'm on stage, I don't know what the blank happens. I am gone." That's crazy, folks. She says she's given herself over her spirit. It's entered into her. She's not even aware what's happened on stage. She becomes a different person. She doesn't even like the person that she becomes. Sasha Fierce, the name of the entity that she gives, that she claims possesses her. She said recently, quote, "I'm more powerful than my mind can even digest and understand," end quote. Now, it's amazing. We show in our video clip on goodfightradio.org, we show that after she goes into the circle with the upside down pentagram, she seems to emerge as a different person. She has a really creepy look. She looks like a man. She doesn't even look like Beyoncé anymore at one point as she's getting up from the circle. Now, it's interesting because all of a sudden she takes on this very fierce, you know, i.e. Sasha Fierce, she takes on this very fierce look throughout the rest of her performance. Off and on, the face becomes incredibly creepy. You get this demonic-like sneer. And what's interesting is BuzzFeed showed many pictures of Beyoncé, many creepy pictures of what she had become during that concert. And her publicist, Beyoncé's publicist, went to BuzzFeed and asked them to take down the pictures of Beyoncé that they said were unflattering. Now, it's interesting, folks, because Satan's ultimate goal is to be worshipped. In Isaiah chapter 14, we're told that Satan wanted to be like the Most High God, that he wanted to exalt his throne above the stars of God. He wanted to be worshipped. In fact, you might remember Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4 as well, that Satan told Jesus to bow down and worship him. He desires to be worshipped. He wants to take God's place. Thankfully, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and serve him only." It's interesting. In Revelation chapter 13, Satan will empower the Antichrist, and it says all the world will worship the beast. And it says they'll worship the dragon, that's Satan, who gave his power to the beast. That's what Satan is after. And it's interesting, in the concert situation, Satan can possess different artists and he can get the worship he so craves as people stick up their Bic lighters and they just scream and surrender to many of these artists. In fact, think of a lot of the concert situations that you see. Just think of the atmosphere. You have smoke bellowing with the smoke machines from the stage. Isn't that interesting? Because when you read the book of Revelation, smoke comes from God's throne. You have all these laser colors, these rainbows at the concert and so forth, surrounding the stars as though they're bigger than life. Well, guess what? In Revelation chapter 4 and 5, we see a rainbow around God's throne. You see all this praise and worship going on at so many concerts. It's like a religious experience. Well, guess what? And loud, thunderous music. The Bible talks about heaven being, the music being like loud like a river, and even like thunderclaps and all the worship that goes on. Satan desires to be worshiped. And the Bible shows that he possesses different human beings to his ends, and he wants to be glorified. That's why I think it's very interesting. A lot of people thought it was really creepy when Beyoncé, toward the end of her concert, she actually made a really creepy request. She said, "Everybody, put your hands toward me. Everybody, I want to feel your energy." In fact, let's listen to this.
"Everybody, put your hands towards me. Everybody, I want to feel your energy.
No, folks, I think I'm going to lift my hands to the Lord Jesus Christ and let my energy be given to him, because he's the one that made me. He created me. He's the one that gave his life for me. He's the one that I'm going to stand for and give an account for my life. He's the one that deserves all the praise and the glory." in that concert toward the end, Beyonce with the former members of her band Destiny Child, as they're singing, a lot of people also thought it was quite creepy that they all of a sudden had this fire, wall of fire around them, and as though they were in the fire. Well, you know what, folks? We need to make a choice. The Lord Jesus Christ gave us a choice. The Bible says choose life. God says, I put life and death before you. God tells us to choose life. I want to encourage everybody listening to my voice. Hey, there is a real spiritual war taking place right now. There's a war for our souls. We're told to avoid mediums. Mediums throughout the Bible are those who spirits possess and they seek to influence our lives. We need to recognize it's still happening today on a mass level. And we need to make sure we're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that we're living to God's glory, that we're involved in music that gives God glory, not music that glorifies Satanism, the occult, suicide, death, drugs, sexual promiscuity, the worship of self. We need to put God first, and that should be reflected in the kind of music I personally believe that we listen to. In fact, one of the most repeated commands, the most repeated command in all of Scripture is to sing to the Lord. It's over 800 times in Scripture. It means something to God. The biggest book in the Bible is the book of songs. That's right, Psalms. Psalms means songs. We need to be into God's music. In fact, one of the early church fathers, Chrysostom, said that God gave us the book of Psalms so we'd not be overthrown by the music of demons. Isn't that interesting? That was long before the modern era of entertainment and the airwaves, and Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Now, it's interesting, folks. We do have a choice, but I encourage you to choose Jesus Christ. He's the one that gave his life for you. He died for you. He paid for your sins. He is so worthy of being worshipped. We're going to be with him forever. I'm so excited about that. I can't wait. And you know what? I hope you turn people, and this spreads, it goes viral, our clip on Beyonce, the Super Bowl, and Sasha Fierce. I want to thank you for being with us today. We'd like to thank you for not only being with Good Fight Radio, but we look forward to being with you again next time. Until then, I want to encourage you to press on in Christ, to make him known, and keep your eyes on the Lord and your hands on the plow. God bless.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.